You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. James Chilvers is a blind professional wrestler who wrestles in World Association of Wrestling in Norwich. There's also a character in the movie Fighting With My Family based on him. He joins me now on RNIB Connect Radio. James, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
First things first, can you tell us a bit about your sight loss, please?
I wasn't born blind. I lost my eyesight at the age of 9 in a drink-driving car accident. And after surgeries and things like that, I've basically left with around 15 to 20% of vision in my right eye alone. And my left eye, I'm completely blind. I'm registered blind.
And you're, as mentioned in that intro, you're a professional wrestler. So how did you get into professional wrestling being blind?
So I'd always been a big fan of wrestling since a child, and before I lost my sight I watched wrestling, and then that continued growing up. And then around the age of 16, when I started college, I'd had a really rough time with my mental health, and while seeing a therapist, we discussed things that I would like to do, and wrestling was one of them. But I thought it was never a possibility to be able to do that. We found WAW, obviously with me being local, and my therapist called them and spoke to them for me, and they kind of said, well, you never know until you try, so, come down to the gym and we'll see what happens, basically. That's kind of how it started, really.
And you were trained by Zack Knight, of course, legendary wrestler from round about the Norwich area, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. But how is training to become a wrestler when you are almost completely blind?
A lot of it was trial and error. We had to find the best way of me being able to navigate the ring, and what I could and couldn't do. Although we quickly sort of learned together that I was willing to take a lot of risks in the ring, and there's not a lot that I can't do in there compared to the other guys. It was really just, it was a big learning curve for Zach as well, So we had worked out a way together of counting steps in the ring from rope to rope and corner to corner as a way of navigation and sort of knowing where I am at all times. And that's kind of like my formula for how I would wrestle. And then, I then had to get used to wrestling with opponents and sort of how we could do certain moves. But we've adapted like a lot of stuff, and it's actually it amazed me that it could be adapted in such a way. I expected it to not work at all.
You bring your sight loss into the ring as well, in terms of your character.
Yeah, it's something that we've always used in matches. Very quickly it establishes who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. The crowd will usually get behind me pretty quickly as soon as they see me come out, and I have my cane with me, and I lean into the sight loss a lot more when I'm on shows. So yeah, we use that to our advantage as much as possible.
Must be very difficult thinking, if you ever plan on becoming a bad guy, how to have a crowd not have any sympathy for you.
It's something I've toyed with a little bit recently. I'm sure there would be a way to do it, anything's possible in wrestling. So
very much so. Yeah, now we've mentioned Zack Knight, part of that massive family who were the subject of the film Fighting With My Family. There's a character in that film that's based off of you and your story, not only from a, oh, that's cool, I'm in a film kind of, but also from a representation standpoint of VI wrestling fans like myself who watch you in that film. How was that?
That was an incredible thing. While the film was being made, I was on almost a hiatus from wrestling, although at the time I had left. But I did come back. But I didn't actually know about it until I had a message from Zach one day. It was around the time of the film releasing, and he'd got back in contact with me, and he'd said about the film, and he said there's a character in the film that's based on you. It's a big part of the story, with him. So yeah, and that was kind of my first introduction, and then I went to go and see the film, and it was great. It's representation is a big thing. Until you're in that position, you don't realize what that can mean. As you said, being a visually impaired wrestling fan, Batman. It's something that you never see, you know, a blind wrestler. So having that there is a really good thing.
So if you get any advice then for some of our listeners who might be struggling a bit with confidence and want to go out and try sports, whether that be professional wrestling or otherwise.
My advice to people visually impaired or not, or, you know, in any situation, it really started for me by just taking the chance. I always tell people this, you have to take a chance on stuff and you never know until you actually try that thing. And like when I got into wrestling, into actually doing it, I had to take a step back and think about what I had achieved and how I made that possible. Yeah, that's my advice that I always say to people is just take that first step into something, like no matter what it is, because you never know until you try. And more often than not, you'll impress yourself. Never sit there for too long and think about what to do or how to do it. Just go and do it.
So finally, James, where can our listeners catch up with all things James Shelvers, whether that be inside or outside of the wrestling ring?
So I have an Instagram account. The username is @thatblindwrestlerjames. So you can see my posts on there and there'll be video clips of matches. WAW stream all of their shows on Twitch and you can find that through the WAW social media accounts. So whenever I'm, you know, in matches or on shows, that you'll be able to watch them there. And there's commentary as well, so that helps with viewing the shows. But yeah, those are the places that you can find me.
Well, James Shelvers from World Association of Wrestling, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.